This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 453, down 2¾. May corn, 459, down 3¼. July corn, 426¾, down 4. March soybeans, 1370¾, up 12½. May soybeans, 1360¼, up 12½. July soybeans, 1344¾, up 13. March wheat, 609¾, down 6½. May wheat, 605½, down 8. July wheat, 609¼, down 8. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon. Soybeans posted substantial gains on weather concerns in Brazil and tight supplies of old crop soybeans. Corn sagged over the USDA predictions of the 2014-2015 corn stocks, and wheat followed corn lower. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 423 to 447. Soybean bids were 12 to 14 cents higher at 1324 to 1355. And in the central part of the state, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 426 to 450. Soybean bids were 12 cents higher at 1349 to 1381. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents lower at 438 to 458. Soybean bids were 10 to 13 cents higher at $13.63 to $14. New crop wheat bids were 6 cents lower at $6 to $6.43. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 13 cents higher at $13.78 to $14.01. Basis was steady at 7 to 30 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $493.80 to $500.80 per ton. That was $490 to $990 higher. With the basis steady at 5 higher at 38 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 3 to 5 cents lower at 448 to 458. With the basis steady to 2 cents lower at 5 under to 5 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 1 cent lower at 448 to 456, with the basis 2 higher at 5 under to 3 over the March. Soybeans ended 13 to 15 cents higher at 1363 to 1375, with the basis steady at 2 higher at 2 under to 4 over the March. New crop wheat prices were 5 to 8 cents lower at 584 to 592, the basis steady to 3 higher at 17 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 cents lower at 476 to 479. These elevators raised their soy prices 11 to 13 cents with quotations of 1415 to 1418. Soft wheat closed 6 to 7 cents lower at 649 to 650. And Milo ended the day 3 cents lower, 522 to 523. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was 424 to 439 and soybeans were 1110 to 1142. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 424 up to 440 and soybeans 1117 to 1143. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 423 to 444 and soybeans were 1119 to 1160. Wheat ended up ranging from 569 to 599. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 144.55, down 5 cents. April live cattle, 141.45, down 42 cents. June live cattle, 132.72, down 52 cents. March feeder cattle, 170.70, down 42 cents. April feeder cattle, 171.20, down 60 cents. May feeder cattle, 172.22, down 37 cents. April lean hogs, 99.35, up $1.52. May lean hogs, 107, up $1.10. June lean hogs, 108.02, up 25 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 21st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 42 cents higher in the range of $87.73 to $90, with a weighted average carcass price of $88.30. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading much higher with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 57 to 60, 4 to 5 weights 59 to 67, 5 to 550 weights 63 to 69, and 550 and up were 65 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 60 to 65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 33,405 head. Now from Reel's weekly livestock auction for Wednesday to February 19th, they had receipts of 567 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $5 to $8 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 142 to 146.50. Select and choice slaughter steers were 134.50 to 135. Choice slaughter heifers were 141.50 to 147.50, with some high dressing heifers at 148 to 151. Select and choice heifers were 128 to 132. And now on to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 109 to 113. Breakers were 95.50 to 107. Boners were 91 to 100. And leans were 80 to 89.50. Now on to Walnut Livestock Auction Report. They had receipts of 273 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 140 to 143.75. Select and choice were 137. Choice Holstein steers were 125 to 134. And select and choice Holstein steers were 119 to 122. Choice slaughter heifers, twos and threes, were 140 to 145.25. And choice heifers, threes and fours, were 133 to 137. On to slaughter cows. Premiums were 110 to 115, breakers 97 to 102, boners were 92 to 99, and leans were 58 to 67.50. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 143.50 to 145, and heifers on a live basis were 143 to 147, both steers and heifers on a dress basis were bringing 225 to 231. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 229 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 98.03, and that was 35 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $213.75, that was 57 cents lower, and select carcasses at $210.88, and that was 48 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 100,000, that compared to 110,000 last week and 101,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 377,000, which compared to 425,000 last week and 403,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. February and March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.57. February and March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.48. February beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.84. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.69. February beans delivered to Scottville, $13.73. March beans delivered to Scottville, $13.58. February wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.14. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.57, corn at Scottville is $4.48, beans at Greenfield are $13.84, beans at Scottville are $13.73, and wheat at Scottville is $6.14. The EPA is attracting new attention from agriculture with its latest proposal to tighten rules for pesticide use. The EPA wants to strengthen 20-year-old rules intended to protect farm workers from toxic pesticides. EPA is proposing to bar almost anyone, 16 and younger, from handling the most toxic pesticides and to require no entry zones and signs around sprayed fields until residues fell to safe levels. Farms would also have to provide annual training, versus every 5 years now, on pesticide risk and how to protect families when workers return home with exposed clothing. The EPA says there are 1,200 to 1,400 cases of pesticide exposure reported each year at farms and nurseries, but suspects many more cases are not reported. American Farm Bureau's Paul Schlegel opposes more rules proposed by the EPA and says the issue for AFBF is not safety. It has no objection to reasonable rules to protect workers. The issue is overregulation. Schlegel argues it's not about rules for safety, but regulation for regulation's sake. Recently released government data shows retail beef prices climbed roughly 5% during 2013. Consumers paid an average of nearly $3.50 per pound for 100% ground beef. Those prices aren't expected to go down anytime soon. In fact, USDA's Economic Research Service is projecting beef prices will rise faster than almost anything else this year. Raybo AgriFinance cattle economist Don Close says prices could rise 7 to 8% this year and roughly the same amount in 2015. Senior analyst with Cattle Facts Kevin Good says higher prices will continue through 2015 or 2016. He believes steak retail prices could climb 5 to 10%, with ground beef possibly climbing 10 to 15%. The issue is the declining cattle herd. The lower supply means higher prices, and the drought in Texas is exacerbating the situation. Porcine epidemic diarrhea virus has now been confirmed in 25 U.S. states and 3 Canadian provinces. Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer says PEDV has not had a major impact on the supply situation yet.
Well, it hadn't had much yet because the first of those big pig losses happened early last summer, and they wouldn't have come to market until December. So, you know, we haven't had a lot of supply impact of PEDV yet from a market hog standpoint. I think that's going to get larger as we go through the year and get pretty large once we get to the summer, given the amount of sow farms that were involved in these breaks last fall in October, November. So I don't think anything that's gone on in the hog market yet, other than futures, now in the I'm talking cash, really you can lay on PEDV, but I think we're going to see that come to bear.
While PEDV is influencing hog supplies, market prices have adjusted upward.
The demand for pork, the demand for hogs, really the demand for most things, and especially meats, they're called inelastic, which means that's the relationship between price change and quantity change. And inelastic demand, if we reduce the supply by 1%, the price goes up by more than 1%. If we increase the supply by 1%, the price goes down by more than 1%. So In the case of PEDV, if we this is a shock, it's an unexpected reduction in supply, price will go up by more than quantity goes down, and total revenue actually goes up. It's not an argument to lose pigs by any measure, because we don't want to do that. That's not the business we're in. But from a financial standpoint, the impact of this disease, as long as it kind of hits a lot of the industry, won't be devastating on any one person, because total revenue will go up. Now, if you're the only guy that gets it, then that won't be enough pig loss to drive that price higher. And then you would have a significant loss in the amount of pigs you produce. But as it kind of spreads, the financial impact on any one person actually gets smaller.
Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.